We read the scriptures once, but I want you to close your eyes and let these words sink in this evening, would you? Luke chapter 2. Let these words sink in. It says, "Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord showed around them, and they were greatly afraid. And then the angel said, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for all people, for all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward mankind.'" Lord God Almighty, we come before you this evening, Christmas Eve, in the celebration of the coming of your Son. Lord, we come before you this evening and we ask, Lord, that you would quiet our hearts. I ask, Lord, that you would open our thoughts. I pray, Lord, that you would touch our eyes that we might see Christ. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would touch our ears that we might hear deep within our hearts your voice as we come before you as your people made in your image, special in your sight, known by you and loved by you, each one. I ask, Lord, that you would just make this a special evening, a holy evening. And this we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. "Glory to God in the highest," the angel said, "and on earth, peace." I've been thinking about this. Do you have peace? Do you have peace? In the movie theaters right now is the last Star Wars movie. How many people in here have seen the last Star Wars movie? Yes? How many people have yet to see it? You're still planning on seeing it? I'm a big Star Wars fan. I love Star Wars. I remember seeing Star Wars the very first time as a little boy back in 1977 as I was living up in Big Bear, waiting in line, wrapped around the theater, waiting to see the first Star Wars show, to see R2-D2 and C-3PO. And from there, I have been a huge fan of Star Wars. Love Star Wars. Is there any Star Wars fans in here? Anyone? Few? Yeah? Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure. You know, what's really wild, what's really crazy right now, is the movie that's out right now called The Last Jedi. Carrie Fisher's in this movie, but she died about a year ago this time. But they made this movie before she died. And it's very bizarre to go watch this movie and to see her and yet to realize as she's in this movie, she's dead. It's weird. It's weird. She died a year ago about this time at the age of 60. With all kinds of drugs in her body. She died of cardiac arrest. In the toxicology report, if you had a chance to read it, there was more illegal drugs. It was amazing. She was a pharmacy. She was a drug user and abuser of drugs her whole life. When you look at her life, she was a tormented woman. She was the child of two famous people in Hollywood named Eddie Fisher, who was a singer, and Debbie Reynolds, who was an actress at the time, and she was their baby. She grew up in Hollywood. She went to Hollywood High School. And as she was being raised in Hollywood, at the very early age, George Lucas, right, knows of her, probably knew her parents, and said, I'm creating a movie called Star Wars, and you should cast for it. And she becomes Princess Leia. And she gets the movie of her dreams. Her career is set, and she rolls through life. Lots of money, lots of fame, married and divorced, lots of relationships, lots of drug abuse. And she dies at the age of 60. And that's sad, isn't it? It's sad. She struggled to find peace all her life. Do you have peace? And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward mankind." Peace on earth. Do you have peace? True peace starts inside. True peace starts between us and our Creator. The famous Christian thinker of the 20th century, the Oxford professor C.S. Lewis, who was an atheist that became a believer in Christ, through his long journey, said these words. He says, "God cannot give us happiness and peace apart from himself. God cannot give us happiness and peace apart from himself." That's pretty good. People, true peace, true inner peace, starts between us and the one that made us. And it trickles down from there. Peace between us and God becomes peace between us and ourselves and evolves into peace between us and dealing out into other human beings. And I have great news for you. God desires peace with you. God sent his Son to bring peace on earth, to being priests into your life and into my life, right? This special baby was sent for peace. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and he was raised in Nazareth. And for the 30 years of his life, he was a carpenter. His dad, his earthly father, Joseph, was a carpenter in Nazareth, and Jesus was a carpenter. He was a tecton. He was a mason. He dealt with stone and wood. But at the age of 30, Jesus leaves his business, and he goes into the Jordan River. He meets John the Baptist, and he's baptized. And after he's baptized, he goes into the wilderness, and he spends 40 days there. Fasting and praying. When Jesus returns to Nazareth, well, actually what he does is from there, he returns back to the Jordan River. He finds his first two disciples. And from there, he goes to Capernaum. He does miracles and healings. And then he returns to Nazareth. And it says this in Luke 4. "So he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. So he grabs a scroll, he begins spinning until he finds these words. 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.' And then he closed the book and he gave it back to the attendants, and he sat down, and the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him, and he began to say to them, today this scripture in Isaiah, it's Isaiah 61, today that scripture written 700 years ago is fulfilled in your hearing, because I'm the fulfillment of that scripture. I am the one that has come. I am the Messiah. I am the one that brings good news. And if you notice clearly, Jesus says, this is my mission on earth, to bring healing and liberty, to bring peace, to open eyes, to see God. Those that are in bondage, those that are broken. Jesus says, this is my mission. I have come on this earth. And it's still his mission to heal bodies and to break chains and to set people free. Peace. Jesus says, I've come to bring peace to the world. The Hebrew word is shalom. The famous evangelist Billy Graham said, and he's traveled all over the world. He's been in 165 countries. How many countries have you been in? Billy Graham has been in 165 countries. He says, as he's traveled all over the world, he says, there are universal truths amongst all humanity. He says, everywhere I go, there's a universal emptiness in all human beings. He says, everywhere he goes, there's a universal loneliness in all human beings. He says, everywhere he goes, there's a universal sense of shame and guilt amongst all human beings. And he says, and everywhere I go, there's a universal fear of death. Carrie Fisher had a problem trying to find universal meaning. There was an emptiness in Carrie Fisher. Her mom, Debbie Reynolds, said to Carrie, the problem with you is that you can't find immediate gratification. And she says, immediate gratification isn't quick enough for me, was the words of Carrie Fisher. Her mom, Debbie Reynolds, watched her daughter ruining herself and said, you have a problem. You can't seem to just find satisfaction. Immediate gratification is not quick enough for me. In all human beings, there's a universal emptiness that no matter what you fill in your life, it still is empty. Money, wealth, fame, power. Carrie couldn't find it. A universal loneliness. Carrie went from relationship to relationship to relationship. She couldn't find it. Do you think she struggled with shame and guilt? Of course. The Christmas child, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, came to deal with our emptiness and our loneliness and the shame and guilt that we have in our lives and our fear of death. The Prince of Peace has come. Do you have peace this evening? Are you a person at peace with yourself? Are you a person at peace with God? Are you a person at peace with others? Jesus has come to bring you peace. Do you know why there's a universal emptiness in all mankind? Because there's a God-shaped hole in all of our hearts. And you cannot fill it with anything else. No drug, no relationship, no Corvette or hot rod. Nothing fills that shaped hole that's God, says the great theologian Augustine. There's a God-shaped hole in our hearts. And it will not fit anything else but God. When we read in the first book of the Bible, it says that God created us and we as human beings fell from God. We were marred. We were effaced. We were separated from God. And it says in that moment we died spiritually and physically in separation from life. And yet it says in the very first book of the Bible, as soon as humanity falls in Genesis, it says that from the seed of woman a Savior will come. A promise of a virgin birth was given in the first pages of the Bible, that the Messiah, a Savior, would come from a virgin birth. Jesus comes into our life. Think about it, friends. Universal emptiness. A universal loneliness. A universal sense of shame, guilt, and a fear of death. How does Jesus answer these things? The universal emptiness is filled with Christ. This loneliness that you have inside of you is because you were made to be in relationship with your Creator. And until you fill that, you will always be empty. You will always be searching. Do you know why we have shame and guilt? Because we're guilty and we're shameful. Have you ever done anything that you're not proud of? Raise your hand. Anyone? Is there anybody in here who has no guilt whatsoever in your life, has no shame whatsoever in your life? Is anybody in here? Have you ever come face to face with your own flaws and your own faults and your own sin? Moses comes down with the Ten Commandments. Here's 3 out of 10. Are you ready? Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt honor thy father and mother. 3 out of 10. Is there anybody in here who's never lied ever in your life? I'd love to meet you. You liar. Has anybody in here never stole anything? Have you always honored your father and mother? See, this is called sin. We're guilty before a holy God. We fall short of God. That's why Christ comes, to bring peace. Emptiness, loneliness, shame and guilt, it's because we're guilty. Christ dies on the cross, not because he thought it was a fun idea. It says he was a guilt offering. When he hung on the cross, he hung for guilt. Guess whose guilt he hung on the cross for? Not his people. He was perfect, holy. Who did he hang on the cross for? Do you have a clue? For you. And for me, he who knew no sin became sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus is the sacrifice that restores us to the Father. Jesus is the one. Jesus is the one. He comes to bring peace between you and God. Do you have peace with God? It says in Romans 5, and I'll just want to shoot up Romans 5. I love this verse. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of glory of God. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but God's gift is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. There's the Christmas gift. Romans 5 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, not by works, you don't have to do any push-ups for God. Christ does all the work for your salvation. It's his work, not yours. Since we've been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Peace between you and God. People, that's called peace. That's real peace. Because once you have that, you're no longer afraid of death. Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. Christians, we read in the scriptures, to live as Christ and to die as gain. Jesus tells the thief on the cross, today you'll be with me in paradise, after he has faith in him. He's justified of all sin like that. Emptiness, loneliness, shame and guilt, fear of death. People were a mess. The angel tells you and I have good news for you. A Savior has been born in the city of David, Christ the Lord. And the angels began singing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. One of the best movies I saw this year was Steve McQueen's movie. Did anyone see Steve McQueen's movie? Anyone get to see that? Here's a picture of Steve McQueen. Steve McQueen was the man. He's called the King of Cool. Can anyone name a movie that Steve McQueen was in? The Bullet. The Bullet. Great movie, by the way. Cool Mustang. Give me another one. The Great Escape, right? Motorcycles, right? Another one? What? The Magnificent Seven with Yul Brynner. Shaking the Shuck. This guy is an interesting individual. If you read his story, he also was a bigwig in Hollywood. He also was, he was the man, he was the Tom Cruise of the day. Cooler. Way cooler. Paul Newman and him had this rivalry, who was going to get more money for what film they're going to do next. You read this man's life. He grew up with a broken home, a mom and alcoholism galore. He was in a kids all school growing up. He was a guy that got in a lot of fights. He was one tough dude as a kid growing up. He went into the military in World War II. Afterwards, he came out. And as this guy was living the life of Hollywood, he was an alcoholic, he was a drug addict, he was in and out of marriages, and he was a complete mess, just like Carrie Fisher. But it's so cool when you heard this guy's testimony that I want to, if we can get that movie, we'll show it here next year. It was so cool to hear in this guy's own words, him coming to Christ in his later life. Steve McQueen left Hollywood because he said it was sucking him dry. And he went and people were sharing Jesus with him, and he began reading and asking questions and seeking and asking and knocking. And there was a day when this man made peace between himself and God. And in his own words, the greatest day in his life when he finally met Christ. And he said, at that time is when I first experienced peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding, that will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Steve McQueen became a born-again Christian. And if you see the movie, they tape recorded him talking about his faith and how Christ had brought him peace. And within a year or so of his salvation, he found out he had terminal cancer. And within a year or so of his peace with God, he died. And he says, I have no fear. Did anybody see this movie in the theaters this year? How many? You guys, it was awesome. It was at the Spectrum. Amazing. His testimony. Carrie Fisher loves Star Wars. What a mess. I feel so sad for her. Steve McQueen, I love his movies. He's messed up. He figured out the Christmas child. He figured out Christmas. He figured out peace on earth, peace in his heart. I pray that you find peace. I pray that you have peace between you and God. And once you have peace between you and God, you having peace with yourself is a lot easier. Because God speaks into you and God heals you. And pretty soon people that have peace, people that are forgiven know how to forgive others. Did you know that? People that have been forgiven know how to forgive. Do you have peace? Peace on earth. Inner true peace begins between you and God. And once you find that through Christ, the Christmas child, you begin to have peace with yourself. And once you have peace with yourself, peace with others is easier. Not perfect, it's a journey, but it's easier. I pray that you have a Merry Christmas. You will never find peace without Jesus Christ. You can fill it all you want to with whatever you have. It will never work. Carrie Fisher had more opportunity to fill her life with stuff than you do. And she died on an airplane of cardiac arrest, pumped full of drugs at the age of 60. If she couldn't find peace through wealth and materialism and fame, you can't either. I suggest you take the path of Steve McQueen. I pray that you would take a hard look at this Jesus, because he does break chains and heal people and set people free. Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
Father, I thank you for this evening, this Christmas evening. I pray, Lord God, that you would touch your people and that you would help them to see and understand who you are and who they are in your sight. I pray, Lord God, that you would make this Christmas special to all of us, as the true meaning of Christmas would be made known more and more in our hearts. I ask, Lord, that the gift of peace would be received and understood in our lives. This holy night. This we pray for your glory, in the name of your Son. Amen.